The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Harley, I'm not in the crematorium.
Yeah, well, once again, the earth is back on its hinges. Alan Jones is back.
Back on its hinges. What about poor old Joe Biden?
Joe Biden is wishing he had run for president. I mean, he's looking at the, we got to call him, I guess, growing pains that Donald Trump is experiencing, and he's thinking, man, I could be doing this. And he said so, said as much. You know, he said, I had planned running for president. He said it would have been a very difficult primary. I think I could have won. He said, I don't know. I think I could have won. He said, I had a lot of data. I was fairly confident. And he said, I'd have a better than even chance of being president. He certainly wishes he had done it now. He said, do I regret not being president? Yes. Said I was the best qualified. And a lot of people would tend to agree with him. Whatever their politics, they would tend to agree that he certainly was very qualified as vice president for all those years. But he also said, and I thought this was very good of him, he does not regret the extra time he had spending with his family, including Beau Biden, his son who died of cancer.
Quite.
So, you know, you can't look back too much, but once in a while, I guess you just can't.
Yeah, no, a bit of a retrospective there, I guess. I was talking this morning about a massive sewage spill in the Brisbane River, and they're trying to sort that out now. You've had that in Seattle.
Yeah, 30 million gallon sewage, at least.
Mm.
It's a bad deal. It's raw sewage, untreated runoff pouring into the Burgess Estuary. It's a county-run facility. It's the largest in Washington state. There was an electrical failure, and it's been happening since February 9th. It's resulted in catastrophic flooding. The underground network of pumps and motors, electric panels, and other gear are damaged, and they don't have it fixed yet. I mean, they got about $25 million in flood-related damages.
Yeah.
I'm trying to bring the plant back to full operation, and it's a big embarrassment, of course, because we're talking about Washington and Seattle.
Yep.
They pride themselves on being, you know, very, very green, that sort of thing.
Similar problem in Brisbane, an electrical fault. Just a quick one on the face-off.
Yeah, this is Fearless Girl, 36-inch tall temporary sculpture of a little girl standing there, you know, sort of thumbing her nose with, you know, looking at the Wall Street's charging bull. And a lot of people are taking this to mean, you know, and the intent of it just before the women's holiday was to say we need more women in the big power places of Wall Street. And while that's all well and good, the guy who created the bull said, wait a minute, that bull is about America. It's about prosperity and strength.
Yeah. Making a quid. You know, and about making a quid without which we go nowhere. All right, Harley, we'll talk to you tomorrow. There he is, Harley in the United States of America.